cliffcentral.com.
Yena funa hamba kongo. Hey, what's up everybody? Umaraza Lo, aka Mr. Quan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
What's happening everybody? You tune into Unplugged and In Charge every Thursday, you know what it is. You're hanging out with the Unplugged crew, but unfortunately, I know like every week I've been coming on here, we've been dropping like one person off. One person's been falling off the team, and every time I make an excuse for them. But today I am literally riding solo. Nobody's in the studio with me, besides who matters. the whole team's on holiday. Where's Alessejo and Simpiwe are out doing their thing with their family. I'm staying here working, but we still got a dope show lined up for you guys. There's a couple of cool guests that are in studio with me. I don't know if you guys listen to rap music, but if you do, I want you to think about who your favorite rapper is, and then you must answer me after the show, right? But you got to make sure that you answer that question accurately, or I'm gonna fuck your ass up. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it's 2016. What's the day today? 29th of December, 2016. The year's almost over. I know a lot of people are waiting for the year to end. I know that it's been an up and down year for most people. I think a lot of people are struggling. Well, a lot of people found 2016 to be a year that they struggled in. I know a lot of people feel that it was a good year, but majority of this, the sort of consensus that I get on social media is that this year has been tough. So today we're going to be speaking about spring cleaning and taking out the trash of your life, as well as, you know, just having some normal conversation and talking some shit like we do on the Unplugged Radio Show. I'm not completely alone though. I'm in the room with a couple of dope people. One of my favorite people in the world, Neo. What's happening, Neo? You good? Nail's in the building. She's always coming around giving me her 2 cents. Let me just switch her off. I'm playing. You know Nail's too dope. That's just Nail the Gift on Twitter. Follow her. She's doing some cool stuff in the dancing space. And then I'm with somebody that I don't think he had a bad year at all. Like, I think 2016's been one hell of a year. I don't think he could join that conversation about how he can't wait for 2016 to end. But I'm pretty sure he's excited for 2017 to start because you got big things planned. Say what's up to Shane Eagle.
What's happening, man?
Ah, man, I'm chilling, bro. I'm actually trying to get your levels up though. Let me see what's happening. My technical producer's got her fingers up. Where we at? Where we at? 4? Are you telling me 4? Are you on now?
Check.
Ah, we got you now, dog.
Yeah, that sounds just like the record.
That did, right? That sounds just like the record, yeah? 2016, good year for you, bro.
Yeah, it was a dope year. I spent it with dope people. They're all in the studio today, actually, including yourself.
Ah, thank you very much, man.
Tex, music is in the building. Make some noise.
Tex, music in the building.
We got Jay Thiel in the building,
oh,
too.
Oh, shit.
Road manager /designer / the whole design. 2016's been dope, bro.
Yeah, it's been
hella dope, yeah.
It's been crazy for you, but I think it's been crazy for South African hip hop in a big way. Like, it's not just been all Shane Eagle, you know. I think even we've heard a lot of young dudes coming through. Mm. Look, I think you're at the forefront and leading the shit, but I think that, you know, it's always dope to see that, you know, even though you open a lane up, people are starting to follow, people are starting to do the right thing and making music that counts.
It's true, man. It's dope to see South African hip hop grow. It's still a baby though, but it's growing. It's dope to be a part of it, you know.
Very young industry still.
How was your 2016?
Damn, man. My 2016 was crazy. My 2016 flipped on its head halfway through the year. Yeah. This was actually
you met a good looking young brother, didn't you?
Be using the horn the whole
way. we need to get like an eagle sound, bro. So every time I say something, just like,
you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna record that sting in the booth afterwards,
yeah,
and I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna keep it on the show. That's dope. Every time I come in, you're gonna hear that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what's up, then, right? You know I'm gonna be flying into the studio.
Hello.
Yeah, man. Getting back to 2016, like, you know, I actually, this is gonna be the last show of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to be back on. New Year's is on Saturday. So this really is our New Year's celebration with you guys. So we're going to be talking about taking out the trash in your life. We're going to be talking about sort of reinventing or re-energizing yourself for 2017. Because either way, you got to do some shit to get yourself ahead, right? Because this world is moving quickly, man. The world has become smaller and things have become way more competitive in whatever you're doing. So we got to make sure that you guys have got the edge. So talking about my 2016, though. My 2016 started off like everybody else's, I think. You know, January 2016 was hell, man. Remember when Penny Sparrow did all her shit?
Mm.
And all that, like, for the whole of Jan, there was just, like, heavy racism on social media and all that made me quite sad. And then, like, I was just working 9 to 5. I was just doing my thing, you know, dreaming when I'm before I sleep, you know, just making sure I do a few push-ups, keep my six-pack in place.
Oh, hey, kind of, is it still there now?
It's gone, yo. Ever since I met Shane Eagle. But my 2016 started off fairly normal, and I think I met some people in the later part of 2015 is when I actually met Shane, and we started working with JR, and we had a whole thing going, and going into 2016, I think that started to fade away, and then I think around February I completely broke away. Shane was still doing his thing, like, we kept in contact, and then June, July around there, my whole life switched on its head, like, completely. So my 2016 went from fairly normal to completely
fucking crazy.
Yeah, to completely fucking crazy. That's
no sleep.
Crazy in a good,
like,
way, though.
Planes,
Just
like traveling, just like shows back to back. Yeah, it's dope though.
Yeah,
but,
like,
it's crazy.
We've been, and you know what's been the craziest part about 2016 for me is that it's been a massive learning curve.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's dope to do cool things, but it's not about doing the cool things. Like, you know, Shane mentions, like, traveling and gigs and all that type of stuff. And even you guys out there listening, it's like when you do cool things, you must appreciate them. But if you're doing the cool things for a purpose, or if there's a big reason behind it, you've got to always be learning from it. Otherwise, you know, otherwise it's just like, kind of like you're just having fun. And in a way, our work is having fun, but at the same time, we've been learning a hell of a lot. Like, we've been figuring out this industry and figuring out how to move and how to do gigs and how to do this and that. Mm. I learned how to DJ. You know, things are crazy, but it's been really good. So my 2016, I don't feel like I've got to take out a lot of trash in my life. I feel like the trash, in a way, sure, the word trash is so harsh though.
It is a bit harsh.
But don't you feel like sometimes in a year,
you ain't got no trash.
Yeah, but don't you feel like the trash kind of filters itself out? Like, of your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that it happens naturally. But I feel like 2016, I feel like I had no trash to take out. I feel like 2016 was exactly what it was supposed to be for me. I had a great year. No trash. You know what I'm saying?
No trash.
Yeah.
No trash 2016.
The Eagles in the book.
Yeah. Just have a good year. Stop talking shit and make better decisions, okay? In 2017, and you'll have no trash.
That's
okay?
True. How do you go about making better decisions though? What do you think you have to weigh up to make a when you're faced with two options, right? What do you consider when making those choices, and then calling it a better decision or a good decision? Are there external factors that you consider? Do you consider the other person?
When making a better decision, I think you need to consider more than just yourself in some cases. It obviously depends what it is, whatever decision you're trying to make in your life. But I think, you know, if you think about it properly, a lot of people make the decision and think about it afterwards, and then it's too late to actually change what they did. But if you sit and if someone's given you an opportunity or something to make the decision about, you sit, you think about it, actually think about it, and then see what works better for you, and, you know, and then move forward from there. What do you think?
Yeah, my friend, I've got a friend, he goes by the name of Cooks. Shout out to Cooks. He's probably going to listen to the podcast when he's, like, lying in bed before he sleeps. But Cooks's mother once told me that whenever you make a decision, you must consider the third person. So she, I don't know what context she was saying it in, but she was saying, consider the people that are around you, consider the people that decision might affect. If it affects them very negatively, then it's probably not the right choice. But I thought about it and I was like, but that's not always the case, because sometimes you make decisions for yourself or your immediate people, and it might not be the nicest thing for other people, right?
Yeah, but I feel like that's how everybody else thinks too.
The whole world thinks
they don't care. Like, if you've never met anybody else and they make a decision based on their immediate family, I feel like that's how it works, and that's why sometimes people clash, because they make decisions for what's good for them, and it might not be good for the next people. And that's, like, a lot of people do that. That's why there's a lot of shit going on in the world.
That's true. They didn't actually give a damn about the next person. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe that's where she was coming from, because if the world isn't the kind of place, because I mean, one thing I can take from 2016 is that the world is in another space.
Yo, man. Yeah, I feel like, yo, 2016. I know it's crazy, but I feel like it's a lot of crazy things are happening in the world. Some good, and I feel like a lot more bad, yo.
Yeah.
You know, we're exposed to so many things. It's crazy. Like, 2016 has been a crazy year. Like, people just speak about, you know, surface level shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you look at what's happening around the world, it's crazy, yo. It's crazy. Like Donald Trump is the president of America.
Yeah.
There's shit going on in Syria.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People speak about it for a day and then
it's gone.
Tweet about it. Oh, pray for Syria and then yeah. What?
That's true, dog.
People are still getting bombed up, bro.
That's very true. The world is in a difficult place, and I think that's kind of the part that weighs heavy on my heart in 2016, you know? Just having a look at, like, the situation of how we're treating each other as fellow human beings, you know?
It's crazy, bro.
I mean, like, I can't imagine, like, when I go into social media and I see pictures of babies, you know, dead in their mother's arms in Syria and stuff, that stuff's crazy, man. I don't think we should live in a world
like that.
It's
hectic, man. It's hectic, yo.
Makes me sad. But I don't know whose responsibility it is to clean up that.
Yeah, that's the trash the world needs. Like, the world... You know, there's nothing wrong with the world. It's the people in it. Human beings are the most complex and ridiculous people, like beings ever. So maybe that's one thing we need to work on.
That's
fixing the world, yo.
And that's true.
Because we need to live here, you know, for the grandkids and the great grandkids. We need to stay here. So
yeah, like
we might as well fix it. Like you don't go into your own house and like throw bombs up and. You don't wash the dishes and you don't iron and you don't do that shit. Like, you keep your house in order. Let's keep the world in order. You feel me?
Yeah, that's 100% right, dog. Let's preach. Talk to them.
Iron. Let's take the trash out.
Yeah, do the right thing. But it's been a challenging year, I think, from that perspective. You know, no, I don't know how you feel. I know you're quite a soft person. You can't even listen to rap music that swears. But she kills me. She's like, oh, I love the songs that Shane makes. But yo, he swears a lot.
Oh, send her the censored one.
Yeah, please.
Listen to the radio versions. But how do you feel about it? No, how do you feel about it? Because I know you're quite a soft person when it comes to this stuff.
When it comes to like what's happening in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I always ask myself, is it the perspective that people have, or is social media blowing it up? I'm not saying these things are not happening, but in terms of it really affecting you, like you can't even move forward in life, is it really just the hype? Are we just concerned about the hype and things are not as big as people make it out to
That's
be?
That's interesting.
But the other point is, I think... each of us needs to be responsible to a certain extent by our own surroundings.
That's true.
Your decisions that you make for yourself need to just be the best for you. Sometimes you need to take care of you, make the best decisions for you, and sometimes things work themselves out eventually in your outside world. So that first point is a question rather than a comment. Is do you think maybe
we blow it out of proportion? I think because of social media, we're exposed to it easily. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, imagine if there wasn't social media and we didn't know what was going in the world, and people wouldn't be able to act on it or pray for it or whatever they try and move forward with. Imagine if we couldn't even see that, you know.
True, but for me, it's like I always get so sad when I see these things, and I literally get mini depressed, and I'm like, this is not good for my own health.
Yeah,
seeing all this, and it's frustrating because you can't fly now to Berlin, to Syria, and do something about it. So you kind of
it's like, what
then do you do about it? Because tweeting about it is like, okay, hashtag pray, then your prayers are gone.
It's just a hashtag and then it's done.
Yeah.
Like the next day you're tweeting about something else.
That's true. It's like we forget. It's almost like that's the one thing I think social media has done, though. It's kind of, in a way, desensitized us from the actual problems because we're so exposed to it. You know what I mean? It's like if you never see the color blue and then you see it every now and then, you enjoy the color. But if you're always seeing the color blue, it's almost like it's just like part of your daily life. So some of these like tragic moments have become so a part of our daily routines.
Yeah.
But it's just like
that's the crazy thing, though.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's terrible. The fact that you have to get used to tragedy like all around the world is too much.
To the extent where nothing shocks you anymore. Like,
that's hectic, man.
It's
But that dehumanizes a person because now you don't feel... You feel like when someone says, oh, five people died, you think, oh, it's just five people. The other day it was 25.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still people's lives, and it's just so
do you know
crazy
what I mean?
we can be desensitized.
Who are we? I mean, who are we? Like, who are we if we don't have our souls? Like, our souls are like things that are, you know, aware of what's happening to the rest of the world and other people's souls. I mean, we've just become like robots, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people started saying to me that the world's going to end because we're going to invent technology and we're going to invent robots. I think the world's going to end because we're going to become like robots. We're going to just become like desensitized, unemotional sort of people that just roam this earth without like any
meaning
real
meaning or purpose.
Yeah, without any real purpose. Just like You know, going day to day. But anyway, man, that's a lot of sad shit for our last show.
But
at the end of the day, though, it is part of
taking the trash out.
Exactly, it is part of taking the trash out, and we all got to make conscious effort to be better people. But you know, my producer, Sbokuzi, shout out to you, bro, all the way wherever you at. Where is he at? Is he on holiday too?
No,
everyone's on holiday, right?
I don't think he's on holiday.
It's a vacations.
Yeah, now witness the greatness.
check
the vibe, though. He sent through something called spring cleaning, and he's talking about how each of us need to take stock of our year. We need to discuss some of the trends of 2016, which I've got a couple in my mind. You need to clean up the year and dust yourself off and be ready to take on the new year. Take out the trash in your life and allow space for the new. It's interesting because one thing I think we can talk about, or one thing that comes to my mind, is that taking stuff out of your life is probably easier than letting stuff in. Letting new stuff in, right? Aren't people afraid to, like...
You think it's easier?
Let me explain to you why I say that. Maybe you guys... If you guys want to weigh in on Twitter, you can. Use the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. Tweet us and let us know what you think. But what I'm saying right now is that I think that taking stuff out of your life is a little easier if you've experienced it in a negative way. Because when something is upset you, it's easy to cut it off. But to let something completely foreign into your life... That might be a little difficult because you have no experience of it. What do you think?
Yo, it's a difficult one because just yesterday, I'm just thinking now practically, I was doing spring cleaning of my own, like getting all the clothes out, seeing what fits, what doesn't, what I need to adjust.
Ach.
And you come across maybe old memories or photos and you're like, yo, back then. And it's hard to let go of stuff that you've hung on to for some time. For me,
true.
I think it's the other way around where I'm just like, what if thing that you have, but you knew you hadn't touched that jean or that, I don't know, photo frame for the past 2 years. Why are you still keeping it? Because it's like, oh my gosh, now I have to budget more money to get in new stuff, new jeans, new this. What, you know? So for me, it's the other way around where I feel like it's harder to let go and allow new space for new things.
Okay.
But it's very necessary because it's liberating. Because the moment you just, I don't know, just put that in the trash, you're like, oh my gosh, it's gone.
You feel liberated.
Take the trash out.
Priest. and Eagle, I know Shane, you've probably gone through a lot of situations in your life where you've had to take out trash and let some new stuff in and take some chances, especially to get to where you are right now. That doesn't happen by chance. It happens with a lot of introspection, right?
Yeah, for me, it's always difficult to let... I feel like people in, not things, you know?
That makes sense.
It depends what we're talking about, you know? But to let people into your life, into your space, is a big deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is your space, you're comfortable with what you know, you love how you know, and to let new people in is a difficult thing. And I feel like that's been more difficult than letting things go. I feel like it's easy to let things go if they've impacted you negatively. But if you have like a dope attachment to it, or if you have like you love that thing, like you're saying, like memories or photos, sometimes even people.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes
I was about to say that.
Sometimes you have like good people in your life who've done something wrong to you, and it's difficult to let them go. You know, that's why people stay in relationships where, you know,
it's
a toxic relationship. But they love that person, they can't get rid of it. You know, so it goes both ways. It's difficult to let people in, and it's difficult to let people go.
Do you think that it's always the right thing to if someone you love's done you wrong, to let them go? Do you think it all depends? Like, what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, I feel like it depends, yo.
Okay.
I feel like it always depends. There's always, I mean, like, normal and sane people will always look for the good in people. You know, if like if you're talking about relationships, if you've done something wrong to me, and we can work it out, and that's how people work it out. But I mean, if there's like a constant thing that happens, or you keep doing this, like we've spoken about this, and you carry on doing that, I just cut you out, bro.
If it's a continuous pattern, because then it really means that they're not taking you into consideration at all.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, you know what, it's tricky, because I've had some people in my life that I've been close to, really close to, friends and best friends and whatever you want to call it, like whatever the lines don't really matter. But, you know, people that meant something to me where...
But it's difficult to cut them out completely.
Yeah, that they've done me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like that thing of love. If you really love someone and you really care about someone, you're always going to keep them close. But in a way, though, things never really are 100% the same, which I think is understandable. And, if you know, things won't always be the same. So that's why my advice to people out there is, like, if you've got people that trust you, you've got people that love you, you know what I'm saying, do your level best to not do anything that could put that bond in jeopardy. Because that's crazy.
You know, it's crazy. Bring that up. Remember what we were speaking about with a whole study of what genuinely made people happy?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Study there.
Yeah.
And like,
what was it?
Yeah.
They say after like money and like success and after everything, the one thing that made people after like the whole survey was done was good relationships in the end. You know what I mean? So I mean, think about who you have in your life and your close people and my close people. I think regardless of what happens in this thing people call life, imagine if all of you were still happy, regardless if you guys made it, if you guys failed, but if you guys had each other, that's all you need. Do you know what I mean? Like that's so, but someone you really trust, people you're really happy with, people who genuinely make you happy. That's a crazy thing, and that's a good thing to have in life. And I think one of my long-term goals is to just have the same people I came up with me forever. I feel like that's amazing.
No new friends.
But it's very true. What Shane's saying is 100% true. They did a study over about 70 odd years on what makes people truly happy. And like he says, the quality of their relationships, not the amount
quantity,
of relationships,
quality,
but the quality of the relationships they had were the things that you know made people die happily in their bed. So look, guys, look, I think going in 2017, focus on your relationships. I think actually, as a theme for 2017, we should focus on building quality relationships. Because I think if the world had better quality relationships, we wouldn't see so many fucking problems, man. Let's love each other, bro. You know what I'm saying? I know a guy. I met a guy this year that really, I want to say changed my life, but that's like, it doesn't say exactly what he did. But he tailored a lot of a part of me. He tailored a new part of me that was created when I met him. And this guy is extremely talented and is a very dope dude. And I want the world to know his name, and the world will know his name one day. But he's gonna do big things in 2017 for real. There's one guy that's just missing from here that's gonna do some dope things too. With Eagle Entertainment and where we're going to be going. So we're going to be talking about that in the next few minutes. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about how you can get the whole thing next year. Scare. Oh. We want the whole. We want the whole.
Drink it all, don't you worry if you need a kidney. Big time. The guys tell me that this is CliffCentral.com.
It's Kupu. Yours ain't banging like mine, no. Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Gigi LeMaine, and you're tuned into The Unplugged Radio Show on Thursdays right here on Cliff Central from 12 to 1 p.m., baby. Are you ready?
They were never ready. Yeah, but if you guys have just tuned in, you're listening to The Unplugged Radio Show. It is your boy, V the Everything. I'm hanging out with Neo and Shane Eagle, coupled with Tax Music in the background, who I'm trying to get onto the mic.
Yo, I'm trying to get Tax on the mic too, bro.
You know what I'm saying, man?
If you guys don't know, Tax produced Way Up, man.
Yeah, Tax is
first
everything.
First of all, let that sink in. Then he produced Top Floor, you know what I'm saying? Tax, you know, sometimes... Where Tex is from, they actually call him the music Nkulunkulu. That's Tex in the house.
We got music God in the house. Shout out to Tex. Yeah, Tex music's in the building, and so is my brother Jade Thiel. He's also part of the team. We move in together. We're doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Man. So we decided to come in on the 29th of December 2016 as a team and say we're gonna shut this place down. We're gonna tell you about our year. You're gonna tell us about your year. Nell's gonna put in her year into the mix, and we're going to really chop it up and know what we're going to be doing in 2017. But just before we took that song break, which by the way is The Whole Thing featuring Frank Casino featuring Ricky Rick, it's the remix. Shout out to Frank, he's also moving, he's doing big things after the Mayo joint dropped. He really picked up momentum.
Oh, and he's also, a Mayo time, guy.
Yeah, he's a Mayo guy.
I like that song. I love that song.
He's also the Mayo guy.
Hey, got some mayonnaise up in here.
You feel me? So
the Mayo guy.
So
or Mayo. Are you sure it's not Mayo?
Mayo, yeah.
You know Mayo.
Sex loves Mayo.
If you speak to Slicker on live, he's gonna tell you it's Mayo. What are you saying? Mayo. Shout out to Frank. And also shout out to Babes with Duma one time. Speaking about The Whole Thing, she just shows up to the shows and takes the whole thing and leaves.
The whole 100 grand, and she's like, yeah.
But shout out, to Babes. Babes has done really well too, man. I seen this thing trending on social media. It must be a tough way to end 2016. Damn, man, it's unnecessary.
It's crazy because promoters are like sharks, bro.
Yes,
promoters are always watching. You know,
it's got to be one of the worst. It's got to be one of the worst.
I feel like people don't invest in the performing part. People invest in the music part and they forget that performing is part of the art.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is your chance to actually showcase and put the music in a live form, and people should focus on that.
That's so true. And talking
it's an extension of your music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like that's part of the whole vibe. That's part of the whole thing. It's probably, in fact, in South Africa.
Probably the most important.
Yeah. It's probably the most important in South Africa, because that's kind of like where your major income
is. Is it? Okay.
Yeah. In South Africa specifically, I definitely think it's something people need to take very seriously.
Publishing and your performing. And your
so you think people don't buy the music, they rather would spend more of the money coming to watch you perform?
Well, people do buy the music, but especially nowadays, everything's online. And if you build like your fan base and people actually want to get to see you, you know, you'd like, if you have that favorite song of yours, you know, you like Mayo. So if you see us on the lineup, you're definitely going to want to come through and see us perform this thing live. And when you get there and then we perform like shit, then you're like, you know, what's the point of that? I would have loved to see you carry out the song the way it is on the record. You know?
Yeah, that's very true. Cause, like, I don't know, man. I was thinking about this thing of making music and performing, and how it can be something like how you can look at your life, right? So when you go home, well, when you make music, you go to your studio, you sit there with your team and your producers, and you think of songs and you think of content and you think of how you want to make this thing work. And then you go out into the world and you perform it. So it's kind of like when we sit at home and we think about the people we want to be, and like, you know, what our beliefs are, and you know, the energy we want to give off to the world. And then we actually have to go out there and live it.
Mm.
So I feel like in 2016, especially because of social media, a lot of people like to come across a certain way instead of really being that way.
Mm.
I think that's been a pattern or a trend I've seen in 2016.
Yeah, a lot of people want to come across as creative instead of being creative.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that type of thing feels like...
A lot of people want to come across as rappers instead of just being a rapper.
Hey!
So a lot of people want to come across as good people instead of just being a good person. Just be it.
It's true though. Like I think yeah. it's been a trend I've noticed. I don't know. Have you picked that up in your life now? Have you met anyone like that?
Like people who try to do something instead of just doing it.
Yeah. People that try come across that way, but are just not that way.
Yeah, I always again question things. When you see social media, you always ask yourself, the people that you do see doing that thing, do you only see people's highlights or...
It is.
You know, social media
is a highlight. People only show you what they want to show you on social media, and it's usually the good. You know what I'm saying? No one ever says, like, this just got repossessed, or this, like, oh, I'm in Mauritius today.
Yeah.
I'm in Dubai. Like, people always...
Especially those that post their cars, you know, like...
Imagine, this just got repossessed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no one posts up, like, this is real. Like, my car just got repossessed. Or, yeah, it's just...
Or your car's sponsored, or you're paying a monthly debit order to it.
They only come across like they're winning. I know your ass ain't winning, nigga.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of people put up a car, they know they're going to be paying that thing off. Like, when I bought a new car, you ain't never seen that thing on any platform. Like, I never do that. Like, because I feel like I'm paying this guy off, man. The bank is lending it to me. That's what it really is. Like, like, let's be honest, bro. Let's try get this through this thing together. But yeah, I've come across a couple of people in 2016 who like to come across a certain way, but just aren't that way. And I think that's been a trend that I've seen, you know, take flight. Another thing I've seen in 2016, I don't know if you guys have noticed any trends, but one of the trend I picked up is that it's like in a lot of different fields, in the music field, in the entertainment space, as well as the corporate space, young people seem to be now be getting sort of fed up with the slightly older OGs in the game or in the working world, and they kind of like starting to take the lead.
I don't think the youngins are getting fed up of the OGs. I just think that's the natural process of how it's working. Like, I feel like the new generation is... That's how it works. Like, you know, you go to high school, there's grade 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and then the matrix need to move out, and the grade 8s become the grade 9s, and the grade 11s become the matrix. It's like a natural process that happens in, I feel like, all aspects of life.
So you think a lot of these guys are going on their matrix dance now, and they're trying to step up?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? These guys better enjoy prom, you know what I'm saying? As you guys know, I'm in grade 11 this year, and I'm in matrix.
Move out, want the white blazers.
Get you out, boys.
Yeah, with the badges.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got exposed. expelled from high school. But
yeah, that's
not
true.
Speak about that.
That's true.
I don't know. I think yeah, differently think? Because I'm still in the 95, and there's a lot of OGs up in there, and a lot of the young people are actually leaving.
Oh, really?
The space and trying to start their own thing. So this whole millennial, I would say, attitude or feel, where you need to be, if you're not moving in that space, you
why
leave.
Why are they leaving, though? Is it because they feel...
I think there's a lot of it, a lot of angles to it, because sometimes it can be like the OGs don't want to leave, they don't want to go to the matric dance.
You see, now,
they
that's
still
want to
stay there at the table, you need not allowing other children
even
to
wear
take
different
part.
Now all of a sudden they're wearing orange suits. They didn't wear orange suits before. You know what I'm saying? Now they're trying to stay relevant. Relax, bro. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, no, so I've seen a lot of, in my own space, I've seen a lot of resignations, literally, of young people going elsewhere.
Do you feel pressure to do the same then?
Sometimes I do, I won't lie. But at other times I'm always like, own pace, own race. I know why I'm there. I'm slowly but surely building a life outside of it, because I know one day I am going to dip.
How important do you think that is for people to do in 2017, is to kind of understand their own race? I think that's major.
I feel like that's the most important thing, bro. Is to find what works for you, your life. Like, you can't compare your success to someone else's and the rate the way they're going. That's when you crash.
I think also people need to be honest with themselves, honest with their situation, and make realistic decisions or goals in order for them to get to where they want to be. So I think each person needs to be dead honest with yourself. I know I can't leave my job now because I got some bills to pay, you know, that type of thing, but I need to plan something where I can just go out, and the next person, maybe they can just leave the next month, because I don't know, whatever the case may be.
It's true, it gets tricky to figure out what works for you, because you don't really know what works for you until it actually works for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I think it's about just taking those risks and taking those leaps of faith. So, you know, and I think in today's world, especially in a world where everything is so competitive, and everything is so close together, it's probably like the time to try and take a few risks. I took a few risks and a few chances in 2016 that you know have worked out and are working out. You know, so to say.
Yeah, risks are very important.
But it's the most important thing.
A risk. Like, for someone to take a risk, yo man, I feel like somewhere in your life you need to take some risk. Like, you can't play your life safe. Like the whole thing. Like
the whole thing.
Like 70 years or however like long people the average lifespan is. If you just live your life safe, like you have this job, you do this, you work for this amount of money, you travel like this, you do this, like say like life. Such a beautiful thing.
Come on,
bro. You got to do something different.
But don't you think your risks need to be somewhat calculated? Because again, you can't just jump off a cliff. You're not sure.
Of course. I mean, it's not, I don't think Shane's saying being reckless, but I think what he's saying is like, look at the opportunity you have to take a chance. Like, take a chance on yourself. Bet on yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just think that because it's risky, because it's a little dangerous, and because it's not safe, that you shouldn't do it.
But also, like, the way everything is set up, people have been, you know, forced to believe that this is how everything should work. Like, the way the whole system is set up, people are forced to believe that this is how it should work. You should have this job for these amount of hours, and people get comfortable in that. So I'm just saying, live your life, you know?
Absolutely, I agree.
Just live your life a little bit. You don't have to live it all the way.
You took a risk. You took a risk going into 2016 when you jumped onto TV as a rapper. Yeah. That's a slightly risky move.
But you see, you have to have a plan and a vision and how you think it will work. And you take it, and sometimes it works,
And it works. I mean, if you guys are just tuned in, we're talking about 2017 and revitalizing or restructuring and taking out the trash in your life for the new year. I'm hanging out with Shane Eagle and Neo the Gift. I've got two guys in the back who are too afraid to jump on the mic. God damn it. But it would have been dope if they would. But man, we're going to be hanging out till 1 o'clock. We've got a few more things to talk about when it goes into 2017. The one thing that I think we can jump straight into is I want to talk to you guys about how important it is to spend time with your family. Because I think in 2016, well, especially in our lives, we've been so busy lately. We've been running around, moving, and doing a whole lot of things that we don't really get time to spend time with the mom and the dad. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like whenever I do get the chance to see them, it's so nice, you know. It's such a good feeling to just spend 3 or 4 days with them, you know, just to be with the fam. That's a great way of re-energizing yourself for a new year, don't you think?
It is. I spent a whole week with my family, with the entire family this past week, and it was just so revitalizing. And I just also noticed that I don't tell them a lot about my year. And, you know, when you tell them a lot, and you realize that you're not connecting enough with your parents and stuff like that and your family. So it's important to always just spend time with them. And I think time is also one of the greatest gifts you can give someone. And it's always the best when you give it to loved ones and those who've seen you grow.
That's true.
And live life, you know. Yeah. So family time is very important.
That sounds so dope. I wish I had a family.
We have a family, right?
Nah, I'm so just playing. Family's important, man. My family only call me when they broke. So, when my phone rings and I see it's my mom, I'm like, oh, I gotta send cash. It's never like, baby, how you doing? You
know? That gets tricky. That gets tricky.
Family's important. Family is important, but sometimes you meet family. Family,
yeah,
you know, sometimes.
True. I think family is people. It may not always be mom, dad.
Sometimes you choose family.
Yeah, sometimes you choose family.
Yeah,
you
that's one thing I've learned in 2016 too. If you guys need to choose some family, I would say that you got to come through to a Shane Eagle show, because over there you're going to meet some of the dopest people in the world.
Hey.
Some of our fans are the realest in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
man,
what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting me.
Yeah, shout out to everybody.
You know, I see you guys at the shows. I see the love. It's real, something real. You know, a lot of people want to be something else when they meet their fans, like celebrity or nah.
So you got 10,000 fans.
Yeah, man.
They're out there. Way more fans.
But yeah, man. So talking about 2017, I want to go around the table and ask you guys one thing you're gonna remove and one thing you're gonna try and add in 2017. It can be anything. It can be small. It can be big. I would love Tex to answer this question, but Tex doesn't want to hear anything.
We just got one question for Tex. What does Tex want to do in 2017?
Yeah, what do you want to do in 2017, Tex? You can shout it from there, bro.
One thing. The same shit.
The same shit. Now you understand.
Tex, kill me, bro.
Now you understand why I said. And when I alluded earlier into the earlier in my conversation, I was hoping that my sweet talk would have got him onto the mic when I was saying I met a guy who tailored a piece of my life. I was talking about Tex Music. Tex Music is a producer at Eagle Entertainment. He's been working with Shane for his whole life, pretty much.
Yeah.
He produced Way Up. He produced Top Floor. He's involved in almost every joint that we do make. He's a very talented dude. You must follow him or find him. I don't know if you're going to
find Tex, man.
Tex is a myth, man.
You only find Tex when he's with us. Yeah. I'm saying. Otherwise,
you ain't never seeing Tex, and that's the way it's going to stay, right?
Forever.
We don't want you guys taking any of his beats.
2017, man.
So, Tex is going to be doing the same shit in 2017, which is actually a whole lot of fire, so shout out to Tex. What are you going to be doing now?
I'll remove getting validation from others and the fear of the unknown. I think that's one thing I need to remove out of my life.
Talk about the validation from others. You're not waiting for anyone's cosign.
Yeah, I think what I've learned from this whole year is that I've always been a person where I'm always looking to the side, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I didn't like that about myself, because I never moved forward with what I really wanted to do, just because I wanted to check coast, be like, is it cool? So I think for me, for my own confidence to grow, I need to start removing getting validation from other people because of the fear of the unknown. That's for me.
That makes sense. I think a lot of people go through that, though. Okay, cool.
And then
the other one?
What I need to add to my life is just to get up and go get it. If I really want something, I must just get up, be bold, be courageous enough to just go get it, and I will learn.
If you want it, you can get it. Big Star Johnson.
Yeah, I actually saw the song.
If you want it and you got it, you can get,
get it. Hey.
Oh, you know, I really watched The Hustle, guys, from start to finish. I remember that battle with you and Cass. I was like, what?
That was a crazy battle, man.
That was fun.
I remember that song by Big Star.
All right, so you're gonna remove validation from others, and you are going to add some inverted commas balls to go and get it.
I would rather use other terms. You are really.
That's hilarious.
I love messing with Neo, because she doesn't even like swear words. So.
That's hilarious. Those are the best people to mess with.
Yeah, Neo's my favorite person in the world. And you, Mr. Shane Eagle, what are you gonna be doing, homie?
In 2017. Because a lot has changed in my life drastically, the way people see, the way the person I am to society is different for me. So the one thing I definitely want to not change, I've started doing it, is just being me in all scenarios. Like, you know, sometimes I'm at the mall and I'm eating food, I'm doing something with my family and people want to take photos and stuff. They expect me to come across a certain way.
Yeah, because you're famous.
Because of that type shit. So now on, I'm just going to be me. Like, if you meet me in the mall and you want to take a photo and I'm having a bad day, I'm not going to smile. Like, I'm human at the end of the day. And, you know, so just be me in all scenarios. And the other thing is, like, I'm trying to start waking up early, man. Like, there's a lot of hours in the day, you know. So I think I'm going to go from the 11s to the 12 p.m.s, a.m.s, or to, like, the 8 a.m.
Ooh, that is,
I'm saying, that's a jump.
If you are able to pull waking up, it's at 8 or 9 every a.m. day. Every day for 2017. Oh man,
fire,
the
right?
respect that I'll have for you, my dog.
Let's do this. Yo, I love sleep. Listen to this, like, that's not a big deal. I'm up at like 4:30 every day. Okay. God damn.
Exactly. I'm trying to live my life.
Damn, man, I need those kind of goals. That means you've achieved everything else.
You know, some people's, like, my time just started different hours.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, and I've gotten so used to that, you know, that, you know, either I'm doing like a TV show at like 6 p.m. or my show's at midnight. So I'm trying to do more stuff during the day.
But don't feel bad.
I feel you. That,
sleep
though.
Right. Because it depends
sleep.
What time you sleep.
I don't sleep right at all.
Now, the one,
that's the
one,
point. I don't sleep.
And once upon a time, Shane was a very fit, healthy.
Yeah,
but like, well, not like he's not healthy now. He was a bodybuilder. He was in really good shape.
So
like,
what you're trying to say now, bro?
Look at him.
Nah. Everything was structured, man. Like, the whole system, the way I eat, the way I sleep.
Yeah.
Everything was measured. And now my life's hit like a complete 360. So I'm trying to find some sort of structure in an unstructured
world.
Environment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's dope. I like that. That's a very tangible, measurable thing you want
to
add.
It's a very white thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm learning from you. You know, so, like, colored people are not structured. Mixed people. Like, they just mix. Like, my time.
Yeah, like
everything. Shout out. Mom gives me this. Dad gives me that. So I'm trying to find some sort of, like, straight.
That's why you got me, bro. That's why you got me.
And you, Von, tell us what you're taking the trash out. What you're getting in.
I think what I'm going to take out of my life.
I think you need to stop with the drugs, dog.
Check it out.
The only drug one takes is love, man.
Yeah, man, come on. Take a shade, bro. Put it on pause. I brought you out here for content, not to have me.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, man.
Nah, I'm playing, guys. No, but that's dope, though. I will cut down on the drugs if anyone is worrying about that. But I think yo, it's a little tough because I feel like this year I actually cut quite a lot out.
That's true.
But I think what I would like to cut out of my life in 2017 how do I phrase this? Let me think of what I'd add first. I think when I know what I'm going to add, I know what I'm going to remove. What I'd like to add is two things. They'll work in tandem, I think. The first one is to eat healthier. I'd really like to eat a little healthier in 2017. I feel like a healthier lifestyle would do me a lot of good, just mentally and
physically.
Physically, yeah.
And I can repair physically. That little broken heart of yours.
Look,
this guy is
lit.
He's roasting. It's the roast of
Von Thiel. But he must watch out before if I come in. I ain't never leaving. I think the other thing I'd like to add to my life is I would like to not speak about people. I would like to speak less about people. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like in my spaces and in my personal spaces to talk a little bit less about industry people, about people. Like, I feel like it's a very easy thing to do. I'd like to challenge my conversations a little more. I'd like to discuss ideas and discuss more ideas and less of different people and what they may be doing. I feel like
I think that's a very
sidetrack you quite a lot.
Mm.
And then in saying that, I think the one thing I'd like to remove from my life is this underlying sort of ever existing pressure that you feel when growing up in your 20s and being a part of this world, looking at people that were in your life and what they're doing, and looking at people in your that are in your generation and what are they doing and where are they and what moves are they making and this and that, and
focus on you.
Yeah, and start and sometimes I'm not actually that kind of guy. I don't really do that. But I think, like, if I'm dead honest with you guys listening and you guys in the studio, I think that all of us at some point kind of do that. Like, well, I know I kind of sometimes I'll catch myself and be like, but that's stupid. But I'd like to get to the point where I don't even have to catch myself. Mm. Like, where it's just like I'm existing as myself. I'm focused on my thing. The people I love are with me. And we all have the same goal and we all have the same mission and we're all going to get there. Like, I think that's a major part of my soul that I would like to strengthen, you know? Mm. And I think I'm going to get there. I think that all of us that set goals are gonna achieve them in 2017, especially if you've survived 2016. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, well done.
You know what I'm saying? Dab on that, man. Yeah, because it was a tricky year. It was a tricky year, man. But thank you guys for tuning in. We've only got about 5-10 minutes left. I think what we can take from today's show is that the most important thing in your life is relationships. I think, you know, well, science has proved it and studies have proved it that relationships matter. The quality of relationships matter, not the quantity. And 2017 should be the year of relationships. I kind of always set myself a conceptual goal every year. I don't actually have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in New Year's resolutions. Do you believe in them now?
Nah, I think, like you say, a concept for the year. I don't know, did you have one in 2016? I remember there was a podcast last year where you said this is the year of, it was somewhere in...
To be entrepreneurial.
Yeah. Yes. Remember that one? Yes. I remember that day I said that year, the year of living, learning, and constantly growing. And that's exactly what has happened
what
in 2016.
That's awesome.
So I think it works for me. I like your goal, the whole relationships, getting good relationships for this whole year.
Yeah, that's my concept for the like. I don't really set, Shane, I don't know if I've told you this, but I don't really set like goals in bullet point form, because I feel like that's, you can't predict life.
I feel like I don't have New Year's resolutions. Nah. I just have resolutions.
Yeah, okay. You just feel like I'm gonna do that now. Like,
yeah, I don't feel like this year I'm gonna do this and do that. I feel like if I wake up today and I feel like I don't have to wait till next year to do that.
Yeah, that's also an important thing. You don't have to wait for the first to change your life.
Yesterday you said today.
Exactly, right? So for me, 2016 was about being more entrepreneurial. I definitely do think I did that.
You had a good year, Vaughn. You really did.
Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. My year changed drastically when I met Shane when Shane and I started working.
When I met him,
my life changed. But when we started working, my life really changed. You know what I'm saying?
For the better.
You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's been a cool year. I want to shout out to 2016. I think you might have been tough. You know, you might have been a tough friend to have. You were difficult. You were challenging at times. But I think you did one thing, and that was you taught all of us that tomorrow is another day, and the sun does shine, and we can get up and we can pursue what it is we dream of. So
okay, I hope
2017 comes around and visits, but I hope he's got like some swaggy pants on, like a snapback, like some headphones, like he's got some cool beats, like, you know what I'm saying. I hope 2017 comes over to the crib like that. Word. And not like all tied up in a tie like a real white boy. So shout out to 2016. We are ready for 2017. If you guys have already switched the podcast off, if you guys haven't, thank you for rocking with us this whole show. We really appreciate the support. I really appreciate the support. Unplugged and In Charge, on the behalf of Simpiwe, Weza, and Lesejo, wish you guys a really, really good new year. I hope you guys achieve all you dream of. And if we had to summarize this year in three words, right, if you had to ask me what I would summarize this word this year in three words, you know what I'd say?
What'd you say, bro?
I'm gonna go out like this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You ain't never ready for this.
I was born ready.
What you know about this?
Now she needs 1 second.
What you know about this?
Sheesh. CliffCentral.com.